Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But right now, you and I are the latest generation that has ever lived. We're closest to the fulfillment of all things than anybody else has ever been. God could have had us born in the 1800s or 1700s or 1500s. He didn't. Now. Oh, learn to relish life. Learn to squeeze the goody out of every drop. Amen. Say it out loud. I'm going to live today. I'm going to live all day and all night. I'm going to enjoy my life. My life's going to mean a difference. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Being a child of God, having authority. Oh, we're in the thick of it. We're on the front line. Glory. Are you at least a little bit excited about that? Hadn't got out of my introduction yet. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him, to please God. For he that what? I got through describing it in different language, but that's what Enoch did, wasn't it? Yeah. He came to God. How? You can't go to heaven. How can you come to God? By faith.
Amen.
By faith. He that cometh to God must what? Believe that He is. He that hears from the Holy Ghost must believe that the Holy Ghost is. And you must believe He is in you. And He is real. And He will lead you. And you must respect and reverence what He has to say. That's the first step. You must believe it. Everybody said out loud, I believe God is. I believe God the Holy Spirit. Is. What else must you believe? And that He is a rewarder. That word's also translated repayer. He's a responder. You reach up in faith, what happens next? He reaches back. Amen? You draw near to Him. We've already quoted it in James. You draw near to Him, what? And you got to believe that. See, there's millions of people that believe, why go to church this morning? There's a bunch of people that could have come to church here from Branson and Springfield and Harrison all around. And not that they're committed in another church. They just don't go anywhere. Why? They don't. What's the use? What's the use? Maybe they went to church for years. Didn't feel like it did them any good. What's the use? Why pray? They don't pray anymore. Why? Why pray? God's going to do what He wants to anyway. What's the use? They do not believe He is a rewarder of those that seek Him. They don't believe it'll do any good. I do. Huh? Come on, tell me. How about you? I believe you reach out to God, He reaches back. You pray, He will hear you. You believe Him, He will come through for you. You claim the money to pay your bills, He will get it to you. You claim your healing, He will heal your body. I believe He's a good God. He exists, He is God, He is good, and He will respond to you. The Holy Spirit will respond to you, to your faith in Him. We didn't read it, but the text I had you previously turn to, 2 Corinthians 13, it talks about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the communion. Well, communion is not a one-way deal. Fellowship is not a one-way deal. It's two ways. It is reciprocal. When you fellowship with somebody, now a few people haven't found this out yet, but fellowship is not one person doing all the talking and the other person never saying a word. Don't punch anybody. Don't elbow anybody. Just look straight ahead and go, amen. That's not fellowship. Fellowship is sharing. Amen. Communion. You talk, they listen. They talk, you listen. Amen. Right?
Yeah.
A sharing. Can we have that with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
I talk, He listens. And more importantly, He talks, I listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can he become so real to us that we know he's hearing us and then we are cognizant and aware that we are hearing him? Well, in Romans, turn back there. Romans 8:16, we read great revelation about how he communicates to us. As a teenager, I became convinced that if I could hear from God, I had it made. Totally convinced of that. I guess I was about 16 or so. I became completely convinced that if I could hear from God, I had it made. Because I already had decided I'm going to do what he tells me to do. And how many believe if you hear from God and you do what he tells you to do, you're not going to fail?
Amen.
You do what God tells you to do, you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
You're going to overcome.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have success after success.
Yeah.
And now, a few years later, I know it's true.
Amen.
Amen. It's a fact. You learn how to hear from God and obey him, you got it made.
Amen.
I said you got it made. And one of the big things to learn is how the Holy Spirit communicates with us. How? And one of the biggest words you can learn and understand about this is witness. Witness. Because this scripture said, verse 16, the Spirit himself does what? Bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, you already know this. This is not something that you've never experienced. If you are born again, you know the witness of the Spirit. How many believe you're born again? You know you're born again. You know when it happened, most of you. I mean, there's a few examples of children that are really, really young and don't remember all about it, but especially if you're of any age, you know. I was 12. Walked down the aisle in a Baptist church. Thank God for the Baptists. And got born again. Actually, my dad got up and walked the aisle. And my dad's my hero. And I figure, if he needs to do this, I must need to do this. And I followed him right to the altar. He got born again. I got born again. I remember the next day, Monday morning, at school, everybody looked different to me. Even the people I thought I didn't like. Some way or another, I liked them now. Why? They didn't change. I changed. I'm different. But I had the witness inside me that something had happened to me. I didn't understand it. But I believed something happened to me and I knew God. I believed I'd go to heaven if I died. What did I have according to this? I had the witness of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness with my spirit. Oh, friend, you get a hold of this. This will change your life forever. If you learn how God communicates to you. Here it is in a nutshell. The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit. Not your head, not your flesh, not your emotions. How many understand? None of this is external. This is all internal. Doesn't bear witness with your reasoning. Doesn't bear witness with your intellect. You understand that those are some of the most difficult people to help. People who are prideful of their intellect. Some of the most difficult people to help. They think they know so much. And they're so pitifully ignorant. I've had any number of times people want to come argue with me about the Bible or something. Well, when I was young and dumb, I did some of that. But I've learned that primarily it's a waste of time. And it's not my job to convince everybody. It's not my job to prove to you that this or that is right. It's my job to preach it.
Amen.
Proclaim it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
If you believe it, wonderful. If you don't, it's not my job to make you believe. The Holy Ghost himself's not going to make you believe.
Amen.
If you don't want to believe, you won't. You want to disagree, you want to argue. But I've learned not to waste my time arguing. People say, well, I don't believe that. I go, okay, I do. Next. Well, prove it to me. I don't have to.
Amen.
No. First of all, you'd have to be open to believing it, or I'd be completely wasting my time to even talk to you. That's another subject. There's numerous references in the book of Proverbs about this. It says when you don't perceive in somebody knowledge and wisdom, he said walk away from them.
Yes.
Read some of these scriptures and understand some of this. Mm-hmm. People want to fight and argue. There's no profit in that. There's no benefit in that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Well, they don't believe right. Well, you don't believe right about everything either.
Amen.
Nobody you knows. Nobody you knows. Well, y'all knows what I was talking about, didn't you? I'm from Mississippi, okay? Nobody you know is right about everything. Nobody. What about my favorite preacher? Them either. Even the Apostle Paul said we know in part. That doesn't mean there's parts he didn't know. Nobody you know, you yourself included, is right about everything. So don't act like you are. The witness of the Spirit is the means of communication. It's how you know. He bears witness with what part of your being? Your spirit. Now, if I'm going to call you, if I said, Mo, I'm going to call you, you know, Monday afternoon, then should Mo go and stand by the refrigerator and wait to hear from me? Huh? Should he go wait by the lawnmower? No. What should he wait by? The phone, because that's how I'm going to call him, is through the phone. He won't hear me through the refrigerator. He could hug the refrigerator. He could be inside the refrigerator. But he's not going to hear me because that's not how I'm going to communicate with him. I'm going to communicate with him through the phone. What agency does the Holy Ghost communicate with you through?
Spirit.
Your spirit. So I see right here we see what a big problem is. A lot of people don't even know they are a spirit. They're not aware of their spirit. Like Brother Kenneth Hagin said for so many years, he said, you know, society has spent millions and really billions and billions on the development of the human mind and spent billions on the development of the human body, but pretty much ignored the human spirit. And that's the most important part of our being.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Witness of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R1102. That's R1102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.